I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So, we have not had an update in 2 weeks. There's a lot going on. Where do you want to begin?
Yes, there is. Well, the first thing that's happening, we've got 13 days left of this 30-day session, and we're about to see House Bill 2, which is the big budget bill, the entire budget for the state of New Mexico, emerge from the House today. It actually passed the House Appropriations Committee on Friday, but there are so many issues around this bill, because what the budget does, the proposed budget, is it cuts about $450 million of services and programs out of the state budget, but it leaves somewhere around a $300 million gap, which is supposed to be made up with tax increases. But the House members, even the House members who are apparently more inclined to do taxes, haven't been able to reach an agreement. We think that they're going to come out with their tax bills and the budget today.
Well, we will be waiting on the edge of our seats. I mean, we talked about some of the kinds of possible taxes last time. Sin taxes, what else is on the possible list?
Well, what it appears that's going to come out of the House is a 0.5% gross receipts tax increase. So that would be on everything that people currently pay gross receipts tax. Now, remember, we don't pay gross receipts tax on food, but it'll be everything else. That raises around $250 million. There's also a bill to put a surcharge of 1.5% onto incomes of over $133,000 a year. Another tax bill, which is likely to come out and pass the House, is what's called a personal income tax add-back, PIT add-back, and that's where you would no longer be able to deduct your federal income taxes from your New Mexico state return. So we're thinking those are the three coming out. We'd certainly like to see a tobacco tax increase, but that bill hasn't really moved yet, so we'll see.
Meanwhile, there is the question of domestic partners, which has been coming up for many years, certainly as long as you and I have been doing the legislative update. Where does the domestic partners bill stand?
Well, an interesting maneuver. The Senate Public Affairs Committee passed the domestic partner bill out of its committee, but what they did was they put a recommendation that it go to another committee, the Finance Committee. So yesterday on the floor of the Senate, that bill already had a Judiciary Committee referral, but they took the Judiciary referral off and sent it to the Finance Committee. So we anticipate that bill will be coming up any day in the Finance Committee.
What an odd committee to send it to.
Well, there was concern that it had a fiscal impact, that suddenly if we allowed same-sex and opposite-sex couples to domestically partner, that it would adversely affect the state's revenue.
Why would that be?
That's a really good question. Supposedly in government entities partially paying for spousal insurance benefits, now they would have to pay partial money for domestic partners.
Oh, boy. All right. So domestic violence bills, there's a couple of those that are being talked about.
The governor supported the introduction of 4 domestic violence bills. A couple of those are moving. One just passed the Senate yesterday. There's a domestic violence commission, and they voted to add a few more members to that. The most controversial one right now with domestic violence is one that says if a person applying to be a police officer or a police officer commits an act of domestic violence, that they can't keep or get a police officer certification for at least 3 years. And that has a lot of controversy. In fact, that bill was on the floor of the House and it was sent back to Judiciary. And when that happens, it usually means the end of a bill when it gets sent back to a committee.
Now, why would that be controversial? Police officers are supposed to be able to beat up their wives?
Isn't that a good question? There's a lot of concern about them from former and current police officers, that if you spend all this money to invest in training police officers, then you don't want to lose them.
No matter what they do, even if they commit a felony. Okay, anyway, moving right along. DWI.
DWI, there are several DWI bills. Those are actually moving slowly, too, because they the same thing happened to a couple DWI bills in the Senate. They got a Finance Committee referral, so we'll see what's happening with those. You know, one of the things that's not happening are the ethics bills.
Right.
We've talked about those. There have been a number of them introduced to create an ethics commission, to prevent lobbyists and corporations and contractors who contract with the state from donating to political campaigns. All of those are out there, but they're not really moving yet. And with only 13 days left, it's hard to see how they can.
Do you think is there any chance for any of the bills we've talked about so far, really, the domestic partners and so on?
There's always a chance. The votes are really close on the domestic partner bill in the Senate, and we just don't know about that. I think a couple of the domestic violence and DWI bills will get through. I'm not sure about ethics.
Very interesting. Well, Linda Siegel is with us every Friday now from about 8:25 on for the legislative update. We will see you in a week, and after the legislative session, we will have a wrap-up. So we look forward to talking to you a week from today. Linda, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
And Robert Knott is on deck. He'll be right here. Please wait for just a minute.